Somebody say, fix it, Jesus. Somebody say, I've been in the store too long. Somebody say, if I'm coming, Lord. Somebody say, Father, I'm coming home. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the award-winning, world-renowned, Canton Spiritual.
We named the album Living the Dream because of the Canton Spirit of the older guys. They were much better singers than we are. Much better. You wouldn't believe it, how good they could sing. And they had dreams to be professionals.
Daddy is living through us. Brother Nichols,
right,
living through us. All
right,
of the original Canton Spirituals are living through us because they're so much a part of us.
Right.
See, when you're raised around a group of gentlemen that carry themselves like gentlemen, they respected us as gentlemen. I mean, they were just the perfect role models
that
for
they demanded us to be gentlemen.
Right. So, I mean, we are truly living the dream.
Just a little short song. Y'all listen to it. Listen to the words. Come on. Put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught the lion and the cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up.
God bless you.
back in. I want everybody to get on your feet. Wait a minute. Stay right there. Y'all go back. I want you to stay there. Stay right there. Now, you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to look, everybody, just look at somebody beside you. Say, neighbor, I love you. Say, I know you might not know me, and I might not know you, but you know what the both of us need to do? We need to clean up. But I'm messed up.
Come on, y'all.
I'm starting my life over again.
Y'all help us sing. Come on. Come on, y'all.
I got to clean up.
Let me hear you sing it.
But I'm messed up.
Come on, let me hear you.
Starting my life over again.
Let's say it one more time.
I got to clean up.
I can't hear y'all.
But I'm messed up. Starting my life over again.
God bless you. God bless you. Is that all right? Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Been wrong in my life. Clean up what I messed up. God bless you. Huh? Y'all make me want to sing Fix to Jesus in here. Do something that's going to kind of put you in the mind of it. Can I do it? Dwayne, come on. Can I do it? Let me hear y'all say something. Come on. Let me hear all y'all at one time. Listen.
Glad I got Jesus down in my heart.
I got you.
If anybody got Jesus,
I got you.
If you know
God bless you. With everything you have, with everything you have down in your soul right now, I want you to give God your biggest praise. Come on.
Come on, Shane. I've got Jesus.
You. Did you not know that there's a lot of people that think that they came on their own? Some say, well, I sacrificed and I went to school and college. But there are college degrees that are sleeping outdoors tonight. College degree students are sleeping on the sidewalk right now. It was no matter but Jesus that brought you where you are right now. Why don't you give him a loud praise a minute?
Down on many of y'all feel like that?
Heaven is looking down on me.
You know what?
When I lay awake and can't sleep, I can see an angel.
Song that I did that our daddy used to sing called Father, I'm Coming Home. It make me think about all the older guys that's gone on that sang in this group and gave their life. They gave all their talent to the group and they never got paid for it. The Canton Spiritual was organized in the 40s. Reverend I.S. Watkins, which is daddy's brother, Mr. Warren G. Ward, Mr. Graham, Mr. Isaac Bolton, they organized the Canton Spirituals. My daddy, and there's been many more members that came, like Pig and Mr. Claude Bubble Nichols, Mr. Eddie Jackson, Mr. Roscoe Lucius, which is Marilyn Lucius, our bass player, which is his father. They were great, man, great singers, great people.
The song that daddy used to say. Somebody might say, well, we get tired of him talking about daddy. Down in Macomb, Mississippi.
They wanted to raise an offering. But daddy, told them that's all right. Don't worry about it, baby. I never will forget that proud look on daddy's face when daddy said, what I done, I can do. My work down here is done, and my race has been won. Woo! When I come down to my clothes, oh, I won't have to cry no more. want to tell it.
Tried to show love in the living years. Yes, I did, y'all. I tried to show daddy love with all my heart while he was living here, y'all. And you see now, I can go on. I can face the world with a smile on my face and joy in my heart. Yes, just a little bit of things sometimes, y'all, that go a long way. You should spend a little time now and then, show that you care. Give them flowers, give them flowers. You should get in a hurry. You should get in a hurry. Don't let it be said too late. Do it today. In the living years, I love you, mama. You see, then you can go on.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. So you came. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed. So I could be free. So I could be whole. So I could tell everyone. So you came.
You came and changed my life.
You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. And I'm mighty grateful. So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free.
Pastor Bob Savage. And we ask Minister Tom McCauley if she would read our scripture for us. Amen.
Come on and put your hands together.
Come on.
Amen. I ask you to stand for the prayer. If you can, everybody that can. Father, I stretch my hand to thee because it's the only help I know. Father, if thou withdraw that stuff from me, Father God, tell me where would I go. Father God, we bow down here this morning, Father God, first of all, to tell you thank you. Father God, we bow down to ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins that we may have committed. Father God, now we are about to embark upon your service, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to just have your way up in here. Have your way up in here, Father God. Somebody needs you for one thing and somebody needs you for another. Father God, but you know we all stand in need of, Father, right now. Father God, we ask you to rain on us today. Holy Spirit, you're welcome up in here. Holy Spirit, you're welcome up in here. Father God, we ask you to look on the speakers of the hour today. Bless them, Father God. Give them words to give your people, Father God. Take them out of their cells and let it be all of you, Father God. Just have your way up in here. Father God, send on deliverance, Father God. Send on healing, Father God, because somebody needs it right now. Father God, we ask you to continue to have your way up in Lincoln Park on today. Father God, we're going to thank you right now for what you're going to do and what you've already done. Father God, if we can't pray anymore, Father God, we ask you for a home, Father God, somewhere around your kingdom. Father God, so we can praise you forevermore. Every day will be just like Sunday. Every day will be just like Sunday. Sabbath will have no end. This is my prayer. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3.
My Lord.
Bow therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his holy word.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God.
We thank God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For the prayer. Thank God for the scripture. I want you to know that Jesus is on the main line. You can't call on God and get a busy signal. You can't call on God and the line chops out on you. Yeah. God is there for you. Yes. Just call him and tell him what you want. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have another song. Is this speaking? Okay, praise God. Thank you, brother. Amen. We're going to now have the introduction of our speaker, our First Lady Radcliffe. Amen. And then we'll have Elijah.
It's holy complication. Holy complication, y'all. Give it honor to God and everyone here and all the clergy, pastors, overseers, everyone, every heart in the building. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to introduce our speaker for today. I like to say that the speaker is my best friend. He's my soulmate. And he works so hard down here. He comes down here every day and don't even talk about the thousands of pounds of food over in our distribution center. Amen. Let's give him a hand. He's not only giving the word. He's feeding hungry people, y'all. And I would like to say that his mom is here. First Lady Mercy Margaret Radcliffe. We love her, Uncle James. And I'm not going to stand up here and tell you about all the education that Overseer has. But I will give you a hint. Those of you who know your HBCU school, he's an eagle, he's a falcon, and he's a bear. And he works so hard. He loves his children, his grandchildren. And you know, when he comes up to speak, give him your amen. Because he's going to give you a word from heaven on today. After we have a selection from our convocation choir, the next voice you will hear will be that of our presiding elder, Pastor William Eli Rackford.
When I see all the things I've done, thank you, Lord. There's one thing you gotta do. You gotta put the past behind you. You see, we all have sinned and come short of His glory. We must learn from our wrong. Yes, we have. One thing you gotta do, you gotta put the past behind you. Come on in, pray. Rise, Lord, faithful. Oh, God is faithful. I know it can forgive your sins. My God is faithful. I know He will, know He will, know He will. Yeah, yeah. Come on and praise. And see the thrive, Lord, faithful. I know God is faithful. I know He will, know He will, know He will. My God is faithful. I know He will forgive your sins. My God is faithful. I know He will forgive your sins. My God is faithful. I know He will forgive. Help me say, press, 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 press on. Yeah.
Come on, let the church say hallelujah. How many of you know that you are blessed? Glory to God. Come on, if you know you're blessed, just give God another hand. Hallelujah. I give honor to God. I want to thank my wife for that introduction, and I want to thank all of you for being here today as we celebrate Holy Convocation 2023 here at the headquarters, Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610, where we believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, compassionate reaching, and what, church? Hallelujah praise. I can witness and I can tell, and I feel and I see that we have hallelujah praise. Has anybody else still got some hallelujah praise? How many of you going to give God some praise for his word? Oh, I need your praying. We want to thank you. Thank you. It's our, and we know that from our thing, how we have been talking about endurance, assurance, and deliverance. In our scripture that all of these wonderful and powerful men and women, pulpiteers, have been preaching about, comes from 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, and the 3rd verse. And it reads on this wise. Those of you that are able, stand as we read our sermonic text. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Lead me, guide me, and direct me as we speak from your holy, sacred, and divine word. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen, amen. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. From that verse of scripture, I would like to speak in the title of Holy Convocation message is about a trustworthy survival kit for a good soldier. Now, somebody, what is the preacher going to preach about? Now, tell him. A trustworthy. Come on, let me hear you say trustworthy. A trustworthy
survival kit.
Let me hear you say survival kit.
For a good soldier. Do I have any good soldiers in here this morning?
We got a whole lot of good praisers, good singers in here, but how many good soldiers am I talking to this morning? A trustworthy survival kit. It's good to have something that we can trust in. Can I get a witness? Now, I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to have a spare tire in the trunk of my car that I could trust in. Am I right about it? Nothing no worse than having a flat down to three tires, pop your trunk or go up underneath the vehicle, and the spare is flat, or even the donut is gone. We need something that we can trust in. Can I get a witness? So we're going to talk about a trustworthy survival kit for a good soldier. Now let me start out by saying that this letter here, that although it is written to one pastor, the message here in this letter is for all believers. Paul wanted this young man to know that although in the face of opposition and persecution that he was to carry out his ministry unashamed and unafraid. Paul urged him to utilize boldly the gifts of preaching and teaching, and do it with the Holy Spirit that God had given him. Did you say amen? In 1 Timothy, Paul wrote to this young pastor, teaching him about and informing him about the ideal church that every pastor should have. And here in 2 Timothy, he is informing him about the ideal pastor that every church should have.
All right.
See, during these times, people in the early church, they were not easy to work with. And plus that there were many false teachers who were mixing and teaching the truth with mixed with lies and the Jewish law. And they were just getting everything all confused with the Jewish law and the gospel of grace. Can I get a witness? But Paul wanted this young pastor to have patience and love for the church and to be strong and bear the infirmities of the weak. He wanted him to be strong and be so strong and have the same strength like Paul himself had. He wanted him to have the power of the Holy Spirit to endure church problems as well as his own. Is anybody praying with me? Also, he told Timmy to get over your fear of what people might say or what people might do. He told him to keep your eyes off of those unlearned, unruly, untrainable, unteachable, unbelieving, conniving, wishy-washy, mixed-up people.
All right.
Can I get a witness? He said that these people have deserted me and have put me in chains in a cold, old, dark, dirty prison just for preaching the gospel. Now, just because you are preaching and just because you are high-flying in the Lord, that does not mean that the enemy is going to put a target on your back to try to make it rough for you. Can I get a witness? Nevertheless, he told Timothy, I want you to suffer with me. I want you to endure hardness as a good soldier. Because we are going to look to God. We are going to endure with assurance in the midst of these troubled times. And I want you to know and believe in your heart that the church that you are pastoring, this church will survive. Because we are going to keep on preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. And we are going to look only to God. Can I get a witness? Are there any pastors here that, raise your hand, pastors. Are there any pastors here that can say that when things get hard, I'm going to not look at the people, but I'm going to look to God. Any preachers here that can say that when the mountains are high and when the valleys are dark to go through, and when it seems like the crooked places don't want to get straight, and when it seems like the rough places never are going to smooth down, I'm going to look at God, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. How many of you know that we must at all times, in every situation, no matter what's going on or what has happened, we must look to God as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I stopped by this morning to let you as church leaders and you as church believers and you that are drawing to Christ, I want you to know that we must learn and then we must teach our flock. We must learn and we must preach and we must teach others how to look to God. Because he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, even unto the end of the world. Can I get a witness? Let me get back to the message. A trustworthy survival kit for the good soldier. In today's army, soldiers that are in battle or fighting in a war, they are usually supplied with a military survival kit. Can I get a witness? And on the inside of that kit or that backpack, each soldier is normally equipped with a variety of things and special tools that they may need in the event of an emergency. Am I right about it? Because if there ever became a time, unfortunately, that the soldier finds himself stranded or isolated or happen to wind up in a problematic situation that would give him trouble, and he doesn't know what he's going to do because he's all alone and nobody else is around, he's going to need something. Let me hear you say something. He's going to need something that can help him or give him or her a better chance of survival. Don't sometimes we need something to sustain us until help comes? Can I get a witness? If you pray with me, then I'm praying that just maybe my help will come. Don't sit down on me. But we need that trustworthy survivor kit. Everybody needs to have something that they can call on or depend on or reach and grab hold of when they are in trouble. You see, church, during peaceful times, the soldiers were probably marching in parade and stepping to the beat of the band.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
In peaceful times, when they were in the mess halls, there was plenty of food.
Yes.
And they all ate like a soldier. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
And when the lights were turned off, and every soldier got in his bed to get a good night's sleep, they all rest like a soldier. But in wartime, let me hear you say wartime. And when they faced an enemy that came to kill and steal and destroy, that's when they needed to make sure if things went disarray, that they would have a survival kit. In the time of need.
Yes.
Now, in that survival kit, soldiers had a little water.
Yes.
For when they were thirsty. They had rations for when they were hungry.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
They had a light that they could use in a dark place.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
They had a mirror that they could flash if they wanted to be located somewhere from the sky or out of the mountains or out in the desert.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
They needed a compass if perhaps they were got lost and needed to find their way back home. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
They needed something that could help them during trying times.
Yes.
Let me hear you say, trying
time.
Do I have any preachers or pastors here that have ever had some trying time? And you needed some help? Can I get a witness? Do I have any deacons here that have ever had some hard times? Let me hear y'all, see all the deacons in the house. Have you ever had any hard times? Some might have some hard times right now, but if you ever had any hard times, let me hear you say, yeah. Have anybody here that needed something to help them during tough times? Is there anybody here? Are there any ushers on the floor? Are there any choir members in the choir stand? Are there anybody out there in the pews?
Yes.
Are there any missionaries?
Yes.
Are there any musicians that have and know what it is to have some tough times?
Yes.
Let me hear you say, yeah. I stopped by this morning to let you know that tough times don't always last, but tough people do. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
But I've got good news. If you wait on the Lord, if you've got something that you can depend on, you can take it and you can make it. Let me hear you say, yeah. But I stopped by this morning
to let you know that the church's battle, that our battle, we must have a kit. Not like a military soldier, not like somebody in the Delta Forces, not like a Navy SEAL, not like anybody in the armed forces. But when you represent God, you better have a kit. And if you don't have a kit, you better make sure you find and get yourself a kit. Because if you keep on living, things are not going to stay the same. If you keep on trusting God, the enemy is going to come like a flood anytime, any place, and anywhere. But you better have a survivor kit in times of spiritual warfare. Well, what is the kit? Where can I find the kit? Many of you are already holding the kit. Many of you have been carrying the kit. But some of you just don't know how to use the kit when you're in trouble and you need to endure. Let me hear you say, spell Bible. B, Bible. I, instructions. B, before. L, leaving. E, earth. You better have some instructions before leaving this earth and everything that you need in the time of trouble. Everything you need when you're depressed and you're depressed and stretched out and don't know what to do. You have a kit, but you've got to look in that kit because God has supplied us with everything that we need. Can you say yeah? But one thing I want you to know, you can find the word endure in this Bible. You can find the word assurance in this Bible. But I want you to know, although it's in the kit, it won't do you any good unless you have it in your heart. Can you say yeah? If you don't have endurance, if you don't have assurance, David said, I hid his word in my heart. I hid his word in my heart. You've got to get that word in your heart. Can you say yeah? God has supplied us with everything that we need. Can you say yeah? See, in time like these, we need a savior. In time like these, we need a kit. In time like these, we've got to have something that we can call on, something that we can reach and grab. You better have some joy in your kit. You better have some peace in your kit. You better have some long-suffering in your kit. You better have some fasting in your kit. You better have a lot of faith in your kit. You better have everything that God has for us is right there. Amen. But we've got to believe it. We've got to stand on it in the time of trouble. And if you have those somethings and those things in your kit and in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your spiritual being, then you'll be able to sing that song that there's something on the inside. There's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. I said there's something on the inside working on the outside. Is there anybody here that every now and then, when you feel like giving up, when you feel like throwing in the towel, you can reach and find some joy? I know
Because when I got down, when people talked about me, when people lied on me, when people called me everything but a Holy Ghost preacher, but I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry. Is there anybody here that ever had to do the same? I know one day that he picked me up, turned me around. I said he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Oh, I feel a Bishop Ratcliffe. I feel a Bishop Ratcliffe coming on right now.
Well.
No matter what was going on, Bishop could ignore it. He learned how to put it back. And the devil thought he'd get up here and cry. Thought he'd get up here and want to turn her loose and give up. But Bishop would say,
well.
And he would say, glory, glory, glory. You've got the glory in hard times. You've got to give God glory in the tough time, and you better have some praise. You need to have some joy, because the joy of the Lord, I said the joy of the Lord, tell your neighbor, say the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Has anybody ever been there, but they can say it was hard? It was hard, but tell your neighbor, say, I made it over. I had to cry sometime, but I made it over. I felt like giving up sometime, but I made it over. If you know you made it over, and you gonna keep on making it over, let me hear you say, yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah. Anybody here can say, I had some good days. I had some bad days. I've had some sleepless nights. But I won't. I found out that my good days outweigh my bad days. I found out that there was a God for every burden, for every barrier. That was a blessing. Amen. For every hard time, that was a happy time. For every time the devil tried to stop me, for every time he tried to block me, God opened up another door. Can you say yeah? So I won't complain. I could, but I won't. But tell somebody, I won't. I should, but I won't. Say, I could, but I won't. I want to, but I won't. I won't complain, because I have a survivor kit, and I'm going to use my survivor kit when the devil tried to stop me, when the devil tried to turn me back. Keep on trusting God. Keep on doing right. Keep on praising the Lord. Because God has left you a survivor kit. Yeah. Do I have any good soldiers? Yeah. Do I have any good soldiers that say, I won't turn back. I won't let go. I won't slip and slide. I won't lean back. I won't slide back. I won't lay back. But I'm going to stand on the promises of God. We have everything you need. Call on the Lord. In the time of trouble, he will deliver you. Because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Anybody got any praise? The devil likes you to hold your head down. Feel defeated. But anybody got any praise? Let me hear you say, yeah. Did anybody still got the shout? Did anybody can wave your hand? that anybody can run up and down the aisle when the devil wants you to be defeated. Can you say yeah? Say yeah. Say yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him right by yourself. Praise Him right by yourself. Don't be ashamed. Praise Him right by yourself. Paul was by himself. Praise Him. Praise Him. Go ahead on and get your breakthrough.
Come on.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me. You'll never long as I know, I got a moment of time. Oh, I will
make you so proud.
Ain't no doubt in my mind, I know I will. Yeah, no, no.
My terrace.
then, and I pray that you would bless me. Keep your hand upon me, that no evil can not harm me. Sunshine and rain, sickness and pain, God, I humbly come to you. Enlarge my territory, God. Enlarge my territory, God. Enlarge my territory, God. Enlarge my territory. Let me in. Stand and I pray that you would bless me. Increase. And everybody in the room, God, I pray. Increase. Everybody here for me, I pray. Increase.
Yeah. I felt I give enough, and I almost let go. That's when the Spirit spoke and said, I was meant to live, meant to live, meant to live. I was created for a purpose. I was made to do God's will, meant to live, meant to live. I exist for a reason. I am meant to live. Ooh, my problems seem too heavy, almost too much to bear. I've wondered why I should hang on. Sometimes life seems so unfair. Since God brought me through before, I believe greater things are in store. I'm here for a reason. I'm meant to live. Oh, meant to live. Thank God I'm meant to live, created for a purpose. I was made to do His will. Oh, meant to live. Lord have mercy, I'm meant to live. Made to do His will.
sound of a spiritual revolution. God's people in a radical state of mind. Soul Winners International. Come on. Let's go, Jesse. Come on. Come on, young people. Let's celebrate. And remember, we're celebrating Jesus. Listen. When I think about the Savior's love, joy overtakes me, my emotions run wild. Satisfaction greater than ecstasy gives me pleasure and defines into my spirit. Come on, let's celebrate. Come on, young people, celebrate. But remember, we just celebrate. Come on, come on. The Lord is holy. Listen. When I look at where I was, where I might have been, if it had not been for mercy, morning by morning, new mercies I see. He's done so much for me. Just can't tell it all. Radical about how I feel. Some people say I'm crazy when I praise God, but radical, that's what I am about. God, say what you will, you can say what you want. It won't be by the water, but the fire next time. Rap is not traditional, but it is here to stay. Can I get a witness from the radical today? Generation X, you've been quiet too long. Don't you be ashamed, come on and get your praise on. Come on! Everybody come on. Everybody come on. Everybody come on. Everybody come on. Clap your hands this evening. Clap your hands, New York, it's alright. Dance if you feel like dancing. David danced in the spirit. Radical, come on. Shabbat, the Lord this evening. Shabbat, the Lord, come on, open your mouth. Celebrate in the spirit and not the flesh. Celebrate, come on, declare you believe.
got another verse. Let me ask a throne of mercy.
Yeah. sometimes when I get burning down, I ask them to say, oh, we. Heavy load. Sometimes you can get burdens down. And when I look around me, I find myself singing this thing. That trouble. Never be discouraged. All we have to do is give it to the Lord in prayer.
Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's All the Way Live right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or join us on our website at NFIradio.com. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one wanted station in the world. Hello, somebody.
Jesus is tonight. If you know him, y'all help me call him. Yeah, his name is Jesus. Anybody know that man? Anybody know that man? Anybody know him as a rock? Anybody know him as a rock? I walked in the weary land. He's a shelter in the time of a storm. Said, neighbor, tell us, take me there. Yeah.
I know.
Clap your hands.
If you know him.
Stay right there. If you know him.
Sometimes
the devil can't understand you when you moan.
Just hold on. somebody and say, hold on. Look at them and say, hold on. You don't know what you're doing because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say hold on. And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us. When we were nothing but little bitty children and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm, and most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
This song to say thank you for how good you've been.
Lord, I know you've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, I know you've been. You've been so good.
So good to me.
Let me tell you what I mean. Come around and sing.
You didn't have to do what you did. When you died for my sins, it might not mean much to some, but you did it for everyone. Lord, you've been so good.
the King, seated among us. Let every heart receive Him now. Where there is praise, He will inhabit. There will be grace and mercy all around. Every burden will be lifted in His presence. Every trouble will be laid down at His feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. It's Jesus Christ, the King above all kings.
Let the devil rise. Cause if you love him right, you wanna drive the world. Down. Please don't let him drive your car.
Trouble and what you love this joint right here, I want you to call your radio station in the morning, and I want you to tell them.
Trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I bind Satan back in hell where he belongs.
here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
On the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Around the throne of the Lord, they never cease to sing. At the feet of the King, there's a common thing. They cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. Yeah. At the feet of my King. Tired of it. At the feet of King Jesus. Oh.
to the only wise God. Yep, the only wise King you are, the only wise God, yeah. To the only wise King, yeah.
To the only wise,
the one who sits up on the throne,
to the only wise King.
And he cannot be removed.
Yeah.
Together.